Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you on today. You are listening to Covenant Thinking here on E Water Radio, KEWRD-B. We welcome you today to Sunday Afternoon Swagger, serving with a God-given attitude. I'm going to say that again. We're welcoming you to Sunday Afternoon Swagger. SWAGGER is the acronym for serving with a God-given attitude. Here, where we are rebuilding, reshaping, renewing, redirecting, reclaiming, and reconnecting. We magnify the Lord today for his goodness. We thank God for each of you that have tuned in to be with us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I pray and hope that your Sunday morning is going well for you. You may have been some that have attended early morning services. I pray that God blessed. And those that are tuning will be tuning in later on. They're in service now, but we'll be tuning in. We pray God's blessings upon you. We thank and praise God for just the opportunity to be able to come for you today. We thank God for E-Water Radio. Amen. An opportunity to come forth. Amen, on this platform. We won't bore your patience, but we're thanking God for just another day, another chance to share in his word. Amen. On today, we just want to talk for a little while about a sure connection. Amen. A sure connection. Amen. I posted some scriptures, amen, on for our topic on today, but the Lord began to deal with me as I was doing my studies and led me in a little different way. Amen. Not far from what the original text was. I have preached this on a couple of occasions before in a different manner or a different light. But the Lord gave me just a little detour or a little venture away from, if you will, venture away from the original setup that he had given me. Covenant Thinking brings you today a sure connection. A sure connection. And where I'm coming from is those of you who are familiar with electronics. Some may have phones. Some may have laptops or computers that have Bluetooth connection. Even in your cars, some cars are equipped with Bluetooth connection. And when you are pairing or connecting another device to the main source, first of all, you have to have a main source to connect to. That's number one. Let's use the phone, for example, as the main source, the phone being the main source of our connection. And you purchase some Bluetooth earphones, and you have to connect those earphones to your phone in order for those earphones to be of any use. Now, you follow me? So you have purchased the earphones, and now you're picking them out of the package, and you get somewhere where you can turn the phone on, and you've got to go to the settings and go to where the Bluetooth connection settings are. Once you have done that, there is a button or a certain way that you have to prepare the device that you are trying to connect. You have to set that in a pairing mode. And once you have put the device, the earphones, in a pairing mode, it allows the phone, if you will, to be able to find the signal or search for the signal. And when the phone finds the signal and the Bluetooth is ready to be connected, it will let you know now it is in pairing mode, but now it has gone from pairing mode to being ready to connect. Once you prepare it and get it ready, now it goes from pairing to being connected. And once the earphones is connected to the phone, now the earphones are of use. They are of no use as long as they're in pairing mode. You cannot hear anything in pairing mode. You cannot experience the joy or the fulfillment of what the earphones use if it is not connected. So it is more to it than just having them and then having them in a pairing mode. The earphones must be connected in order to function or to operate, and in order for you to be able to enjoy the earphones service. So on today, we want to talk about a sure connection, and I just wanted to give you that short illustration of what the Lord had given me about having a sure connection and having the earphones or a device that needs to be connected. And once you connect the earphones to your phone, you only allowed a certain amount of feet away from or distance away from the phone or the main source before the connection is lost. There are times when you will get a signal, and the signal will let you know that your connection is strong or is good. And then the signal will also let you know when the connection is the strongest. Being close to your phone allows your signal to be at its strongest level or peak. But the further away from the phone or the device or the main source, it causes the signal to weaken. If you get too far from it, you will automatically lose connection altogether, and you will become back in a pairing mode. And so we want to share the importance of not just being paired and the importance of being connected and then having a strong connection. In Genesis 2 and 7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Now, this is the pairing mode, if you will. You are paired because when God created man, he breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So there is the Spirit of God that's there, a portion of him that's already in you. A more particular account of the creation of man found here in Genesis 2 and 7, man is a little world consisting of heaven and earth, soul and body. Now here we have an account of the origin of both and putting of both together. Let us seriously consider it. and say to our Creator's praise, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You find that in Psalms 139:14. Elihu, in the patriarchal age, refers to this history when he says in Job 33:6, I also am formed out of the clay. And in Job 33:4, the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Job 32:8 tells us that there is a spirit in man. We have to understand that God created us, and when he created us, he put a portion of himself in us when he breathed into us, and we became a living soul. And so a part of God is there now already, which allows us to be paired with him. I often share with individuals how God, or the Spirit of God, deals with us at different times when we're not even aware of it, before we come into the knowledge of the Lord and accept him as our Savior and the Holy Ghost. He deals with us according to, or based on, or deals with us through our consciousness. How many times have you heard individuals say, or you might have said, I was going to go that way, but something told me not to go that way. I was about to stop here or do this or thus and thus, but something said to me or told me not to. I felt it down on the inside. Something moved me or something told me or I felt something that just didn't let me stop or stay or deal with that individual or go down that road or talk to that individual. Whether they realize it or not, it's the Spirit of God that's dealing with them through their conscience. He's placed a consciousness in each and every one of us. The consciousness which allows us to make decisions, good or bad. And there are times when we override that and we surpass that or we move on beyond that and we allow our feelings or situations to cause us to act or react based on how we feel, not necessarily based on what's right. We're living in a day and time, in a generation where so many people now are moving and acting and responding and dealing with others in life based on what they feel, not based on what's right. And oftentimes your feelings are not always right, but you have to go according to what's right. Sometimes it doesn't feel good. It doesn't always feel comfortable. Amen, to do the right thing. Feelings would tell you to knock him in his head, a basher slap in her mouth. Feelings would tell you to put somebody in their place. But is that always the right thing to do? Is that always the right thing because we feel that thing? And our feelings are telling us that thing. Is it always the right thing? So there are times when we have to search out and not always be so quick to move in feelings, but ask God, what shall I do in this matter? Weigh it out. Some things are not even worthy of our response. Some things are not even worthy of our attention. Some things are not even worthy of us, of our connecting to or dealing with. Some things we just leave them alone and let them go on. Some things, we don't even have to entertain certain things. We leave them where they are. And we keep on going. We may see it, but we're not paying attention or putting so much focus into that thing. But we see it. It's not like we're blinded, but we see it, but we're not focusing on it. That's not where my focus is, or my attention is not that on that thing to dwell on it or to allow that to become a part of my thinking process. And so we have to allow ourselves to allow the Spirit of God in us until we come into the knowledge of the Lord and allow the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us, to not be so quick to move on things, but allow the Spirit of God to deal with us through our conscience. And when you hear someone say, I started to, or something told me not to, it's all right to allow them to know It's the Spirit of God. He is in there. He's in you. You just don't have the fullness of him, but he's in there. And you just have to seek more of him. So that is being paired. We are paired with God because before we get saved and come into the knowledge of the truth, we are paired with him. Now being or getting connected. It is in John 3, 1 through 7, where Jesus tells Nicodemus, "You must be born again, Nicodemus," that you must be connected. You may have been paired because you heard of me. You may have been paired because you go to church when it's convenient for you. You may have been paired because you pick up your Bible from time to time, and you may glance or read a scripture from time to time. You may have been paired because you, from time to time, you may pray. You may pray and ask God to bless or to touch, or Lord, to work a miracle, or Lord, to open a door, or Lord, I need you. So you may be paired because from time to time you may do certain things that are good and that are right, because your conscience is telling you what's right and what's wrong. So because you being paired, you are allowing your conscience to tell you, and you're following your conscience into those things that are right and to wrong. But Jesus is saying, don't stop at just being paired. He tells Nicodemus that you must be born again, Nicodemus. It's okay to be paired, but that's not enough. You got to be connected. And John 3, verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5 says, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So you've got to be born again to see the kingdom of God, and you've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit to enter in to the kingdom of God. There is a process that we have to go through. There's a renewing, there is a cultivating, there is a redirecting, a reshaping that we have to go through, a rebuilding that we have to go through in order for us to be what God has called us to be. We find in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Excuse me. So there is a way. He said, okay, now, I'm not just telling you that you got to be born again. I'm not just telling you that you got to be born of the water and the Spirit. But I'm giving you the ingredients. I'm telling you, giving you direction. I'm telling you the instructions on how to see the kingdom of God and how to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm giving you the instructions. First of all, he said you've got to confess with your mouth. And then you've got to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and then you are saved. So it's just that simple. You see how simple that is? It's no hard to do something, hard Chinese arithmetic. Is something very simple. Confession is made with your mouth. And with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Confess and believe. Now that the connection has been made through your confession and through your belief, the connection now has been made. And daily we grow in him. We learn how to trust in him, how to walk in him. And just as your Bluetooth connection to your phone or your device, you learn and find out how far you can go before your connection is not sure. When we are close to the main source, we get the signal that shows us that we have a good connection. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are moments and times when we are tested or tempted of the enemy or our adversary, which is the devil. And we find out that there are places we no longer can go. There are people we no longer can hang out with. There are things we no longer can say. And we find out that even our attitude can get us in trouble. And our signal becomes weakened and we come short. That's why the scripture tells us that he is faithful and just to forgive us if we just confess our sins and shortcomings. He's made a way of escape so no man has an excuse. He said, after you're connected, you're going to be tested and tried. The way of the believer is a trying way. And don't think because you come to Christ, it's going to be a bed of roses. But the difference is between you being paired or not being saved and then you being connected and saved is once you get saved, you have that blessed hope. You have that blessed assurance knowing that the Lord is faithful and he's just. And he will forgive you of your flaws and your sins and he will clean you up and restore you back into righteousness. He said, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all of our flaws, all of our temptations, all of our weaknesses, all of the things we may have come short on. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to clean us up and to restore us back to our place in him. If we just confess our sins and be honest with ourselves and say, Lord, I came short. Lord, I messed up. Lord, I made a mistake. Lord, I fell down, but I got up. Dust yourself off. 1 John 4:15 says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. If you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and is the Son of God, the Spirit of God, the Bible says that God is dwelling within that individual and he is in God. Now, I want to encourage you that even though you fall short, make a mistake, or even err from the truth, that does not disqualify you or evict you or put you out from being in the family of God. It is nothing but a trick of the enemy to tell you that you might as well give up. You might as well throw in the towel because you messed up, because you fell short, because you made a mistake. The Bible lets us know that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he sits and he waits. He sits and he waits. He tempts you with things, and then when you come short or mess up, then he's right there in your ear to tell you, you might as well give up now. You done messed up. You done committed a sin. You done sinned. You done did this. You might as well just forget it, throw in the towel and go on and walk away now. God don't love you, but the devil is a lie. He's the father of lies. The Lord's love is yet continued for you. The scripture says that he's faithful and he's just. He is faithful. He's a faithful God. He said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. That even when you mess up, when you make a mistake, when you fall down, I'm right there, waiting with my arms outstretched still. And all you have to do is confess to me. Tell me where you erred at. Tell me, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent of my ways. Please forgive me for what I've done. The scripture says that the Lord is faithful and he's just to forgive you, to clean you up, to pick you back up again, to rebuild you, to renew you. He's in the renewing business. He's in the reclaiming business. Some may have came short to the point and allowed the enemy to trick them and have walked away from God. But I want you to know that you did the walking, God didn't. You may have walked away from God, but God did not walk away from you. He's yet right there, waiting to renew you, waiting to reclaim you, waiting to reconnect with you. And I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister that's listening in, the Lord is in the reconnecting business. Don't ever feel or let the devil tell you that your sins are so great. And what you've done is so great that it is beyond that. God is there waiting just for you. His arms are outstretched. He said, I'm waiting for you. Come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. He said, you've been carrying the yoke of bondage for so long, but do this. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He said, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. Get to know me. Find out what my love is all about. Find out who I really am to you. Find out who you are through me. And then find out whose you are in me. Come unto me. Yeah, I saw what you did, because my eye is in every corner, beholding the evil and the good. Yeah, I saw what you did. Yes, my ears are open, and I heard what you said. Yes, I saw the look that you gave. Yes, I saw the mind frame of mind you was in. I saw your attitude. And it wasn't pleasing to me, and it was very ugly. But he said, come unto me still. I'm still in the renewing business. I'm still in the reshaping business. And all you have to do is come to him. He is the potter. We are the clay. Allow him to reshape us. Get back on the potter's wheel. Bless God. And allow him to reshape us, to remold us, to rebuild us. Sometimes we have to be broke down, literally broke down, broken into pieces. Then he moistens us and softens us with his love, only to rebuild us and reshape us into new vessels. So now that you have a good connection, because you've accepted him and confessed him as your Lord and Savior, now you acknowledged and realized that I have Christ in my life, that my connection now is sure. I am no longer paired, speculating and wondering if. I know of a certain now that my connection is sure. Because I have allowed the Lord to come into my heart. Because of that, you don't want to stop there. I don't want to stop there because I know I have the Lord in my life now and my connection is sure. Matthew 3, the 5th, 6th, 11th, and 12th. I'll be skipping down. The 5 and 6 says, then went out to him Jerusalem all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now here we find John the Baptist was down the river baptizing. And the Bible says that Jerusalem and Judea and all the region round about Jordan came. They've accepted now and they came. They were connected now and they came to be baptized, confessing their sins. Verse 11 and 12 says, John told them, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. It is he that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff, unquenchable fire. It is the Holy Ghost, he, that helps us to live right. I oftentimes hear individuals speak of the Holy Ghost as an it. But how can you refer to a human being or somebody, a person, as an it, when the scripture tells us that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Godhead triune, of the Godhood Trinity? He's a third person. The scripture oftentimes speaks of the Holy Ghost as he. The word of God does not refer to the Holy Ghost as it, but the word refers to the Holy Ghost as he. And I shared with someone not too long ago, when you begin to walk with God and develop a personal relationship with him, and you get to know him, and when you become somebody who has the Holy Ghost within them, and you begin to seek the Lord, and you are refilled and requenched, and you have the Holy Ghost in you, you begin to refer to him as who he is, he, and not it, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. It is he. His disciples followed him and walked with him, but he encouraged them to go on further. The disciples walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus. Jesus sent them out to minister. But God, the Bible tells us that Jesus encouraged his disciples. To go further. It's good that you're connected to me, but you need some more power. You need your connection to be strengthened. You need your connection to be secured. You need your connection to me to be locked in. You have a good connection right now because you're connected to me, but you need your connection to be boosted. It is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God down in us that allows us the power that we need. We read in John, the 14th chapter, the 12th through the 17th verse. Jesus speaks unto them and he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go to my Father, and whosoever and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, he said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask, shall ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And now that you have a sure connection, a good connection, you want to increase or give your connection a boost. We find in Acts 1, 4, 5, and the first chapter, 4th, 5th, and 8th verse, and being assembled together with them, Jesus, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We find here Jesus encouraging his disciples not just to be content with being connected with me, but I need you to do something. He let them know that I'm not going to be with you always because I have to go back to the Father. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He tells them that upon my leaving, I'm going to send you another comforter. I was here with you, and I was limited in what I can do because I can't be everywhere at the same time. But when I go back to my Father, then I can be here with you and there in another city, another state, another country with someone else. But as long as I tabernacle here in this body, I'm just dwelling and walking and talking. He said, but don't worry about it. I'm going away. I've got to go back to my Father. But when I go back, I'm going to send you another comforter. The comforter being the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to empower you. He said, after you receive him, you're going to have power from on high. You're going to have that boost that you need to be my witnesses, because I'm sending you forth and the places that you must go to, some folk will not receive you. But when you have that Holy Ghost power, when you have that shown up boost in your connection, when you have a strong connection now, you'll be able to go forth. When you have that increase, you'll be able to stand in the face of adversity, because the power of the Holy Ghost will be on you. And as I close on today, we find in Mark 16 chapter, the 17th and the 18th verse, this particular scripture tells us of the things to look for, the things to expect when you have a sure connection. It tells us that we'll be able to cast out devils. We'll be able to speak with new tongues. We'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And let us not forget or overlook another way that you can identify an individual with a sure connection. Galatians 5:22-25 tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. When you find people who claim they are connected to Jesus, when you find individuals and you see individuals that will tell you that they have been connected and they have a sure connection and that they have the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells us that these signs shall follow them that believe. If you believe and are endowed with power from on high, these are the things and the signs that you will know that you're connected and your connection is sure. These are signs and ways to know that somebody else is connected to God. Not only laying hands on the sick and not only speaking in new tongues and not only casting out devils, but their life will reflect what the Spirit of God and how the Spirit of God moves. He tells us that the fruits of the Spirit is love. You got to love everybody. Yeah, you got to love even your enemies. When you feel burdened or feel down, the fruit of the Spirit is joy in the midst of sorrow, joy in the midst of pain. You walk around and you have joy. It's hard to believe that you're connected or have a sure connection when you walk around with your head hung down and your face all frowned and tore up. But you say, and you're looking mean and you're hateful and mean, but you say you are connected and your connection is sure. You've got to have some joy. You've got to have some peace along with that. For the peace of God passeth all understanding. It is the peace of God that helps us and keeps us in those times of trouble. When we're going through, it's the peace of God that helps us to relax and know that everything is going to be all right. It may not be all right right now, but it's going to be all right. So I have the peace of God that carries me and helps me to go through. Another fruit of the Spirit is long suffering. Now, A lot of people don't like to fool with that word. Long suffering means you have to learn the patience and to deal with something and somebody for a period of time. How long is long suffering? Can you answer that question, theologians? How long is long suffering? For the Lord is long suffering, and the Spirit of God is long suffering within us. And that's one of the fruits that we've got to have. We've got to learn how to be gentle. There's gentleness in the Spirit of God. And the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. We've got to be temperate and learn temperance because of having the Spirit of God on the inside. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Ask yourself, don't touch your neighbor and don't touch the person next to you, nobody around you, but ask yourself, do I have a good connection? Is my connection sure? Is my connection sure? Is my connection strong? Am I just paired with God? Or is my connection sure? Is my connection strong? Do I have that boost that I need to make my connection durable and lasting? Do I know my boundaries and where I can go and how far I can go before my signal is bad? Do I have I lost the desire to even want to go far, but I need to stay close to the cross? My connection is so sure and so strong and so boosted that I need to stay close to my connected source. Jesus Christ is the source of our connection. But it is the power of the Holy Ghost that keeps us and strengthens us and helps our connection to stay strong. Check your Bluetooth connection. Is it sure and is it strong? Check your Bluetooth connection. Is your connection sure or is your connection strong? The last scripture we find is Acts 2, 1 through 4, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. The Bible says that they were in one place and with one accord, not on one accord, it says in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I heard a preacher say one time, that's what the problem is with the folk. They're on the cord, and they're not with one accord. They're on the cord to get off the cord and let the current see and let the current flow through. Get off the cord. You're standing on it, and you're blocking the current. But get off of it and get with it. And there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Not just off babbling and saying a bunch of stuff. There is no such thing as speaking in a heavenly language. There is no such thing as everybody speaking in tongues, speaking in your God-given language, a heavenly language, when the Bible says that they spoke as the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, gave them utterance. So for me to be standing in church on my phone And then all of a sudden, because the preacher says, everybody begin to pray in tongues, and then we start going off and saying things. That's not God. That's confusion. Read, go in Corinthians, that's confusion. There's a time and a place for everything. And the Spirit of God gives us understanding. I know I'm going to be knocked for this, but it's really okay. I got scripture on this one. The Spirit of God gave utterance. I remember growing up as a child, and I'm done. When the Holy Ghost moved, it was the Holy Ghost that spoke through individuals, and they spoke in tongues or with other tongues, not just somebody up speaking because they feel like they could or they knew another language or just something to do. We as a people, we're so faddish, and we take on fads, and because somebody else does something, we just follow along. Because somebody says something, we don't take the time to study and research, but because we jump on it because somebody else say it, and it looks good, and it sounds good, and we do it. We were growing up as kids, and the adults and the older saints wouldn't even allow us to play tongues, play like we were speaking. We would get slapped in the mouth. We learned reverence and respect. They told us, you don't play with the Holy Ghost. He's a gift from God. You don't play with him. You don't play like you're speaking in tongues. You have so many people, young folk, nowadays adults as well, playing like they speak in tongues because the burger is good or a piece of chicken is good or because something looks good or whatever. And then they go some old tongues that they just speaking, playing. That's a gift from the Holy Ghost. And it came directly from him and through him. And for us to take him, we're too common with him. We become too common with the Holy Ghost and with God. Those precious things of the Lord, those precious sacred things of God and the Holy Ghost. But I encourage you today, make sure your connection is sure. Make sure your connection is strong. Make sure your connection today with the Lord is sure and strong. And let the blessings of the Lord be rich in your life. We thank God today for the word of God. This time we're going to have a word of prayer before we go off the air today. We just thank God once again for those of you that have tuned in on today and for those that will be tuning in throughout the week. I encourage you today, make sure, stop pointing your finger at other people and looking at what somebody else have or don't have, but check your own connection and secure your own connection, just like you make sure your earphones and iPods or earpods to connect, or even your iWatch or whatever you may have, your devices, just like you make sure it's connected. And if it's a problem, you go and you search it out and read up, or you try to find out, okay, why is my connection not good with my, I bought this and it's paired, but it's not connected. Just like you take the urgency, find out and make sure your devices, your electronic devices are connected. Be that serious. Be that animate about your spiritual connection with God and secure your connection in him. Father God, we thank you today for your goodness. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God falling on good ground. Those that are tuned in, those that are listening in, oh God, be it today or throughout the week or whenever they may listen, God, we pray and ask you to touch them now. For you know their conditions, you know their needs, you know their wants, you know their desires, God. You said in your word that you know what we have need of even before we ask it. And Lord God, we ask you now to touch. You're a God that heals. You're a God that sees. You're a God that delivers. You're a God that makes whole. You're a God that saves. We ask you now to do it, God. Touch now. Somebody needs a door open. Somebody needs a way of escape. Grant them a way of escape on today, oh God. I heard you, Lord, on Friday night. I heard the Spirit of God speaking. Lord, touch the minds of your people. In the name of Jesus. And I pray again, Lord, touch the minds of your people. Holy Ghost, move right now. Deliver the mind. In the name of Jesus, someone is burdened in their mind. Someone is troubled in their mind. Someone is dealing with confusion. But you're able right now to touch them and strengthen them, oh God. Give them a plain path. Give them a plain clarity on their thinking, oh God. Decisions to be made, God. Give them clarity. Give them direction. Give them peace in their mind. Let there be peace in the troubled mind. In the name of Yeshua, the Christ of God, let there be peace today. Touch and heal, God, that young man that's strung out on drugs. Touch and heal that young woman, God. Deliver that young woman, God. Deliver that girl, God, that's strung out on drugs. The innocent ones, God, who someone has slipped them the drug. Someone slipped them and gave them the drug to see how they would react. Oh, God, and they have become addicted and hooked on it. God, touch them now and deliver them now. Bind the works of the adversary on every hand. And cast the devil out right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. You take your hands off. We belong to God. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We belong to him. And Satan, you can't have us. You can't have that woman. You can't have that man. You can't have that boy. You can't have that girl. Send those wayward children home. Lord, recover and reclaim, recover, reclaim, recover those children, oh God, that have been abducted, that have been trafficked. God, recover them. Snatch them out of the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Give them a way of escape, oh God. Let those adversaries, those that have caught them, those that have trapped them, those that have snatched them, oh God, let them come to naught in the name of Jesus. Bind every plot, every plan, every scheme, every device, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the works of the adversary, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, in the name of Jesus. Bind every scheme, God, every incantation, every chant, oh God, every working of the devil. Bind it right now and cast it out. There is no place for that among God's people and with God's people. We are free in Jesus' name. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. Give them freedom today, God. Give them deliverance today, God. Save them and make them whole today in the name of Jesus. Give them security in their connection with you, God. Give them security. Give them that boost they need in their connection with you, God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost, oh God. And if they have the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, renew us again, God. Refill us again. God, fill us again and let our cups overflow in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for everything you've done and for what you're doing, God. We just magnify your name, oh God. We give your name the glory, for there is nobody like you. We just thank and we praise you. These blessings we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and we claim it so in Jesus' name, and we're looking for a miracle on this week in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you on today, and be blessed.
Mighty God.